views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
First in MacArthur. 100.3 FM.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You are here with Peter,
yes.
Mad Mick and Steve. Glenn will be joining us shortly.
Mm-hmm.
How is everyone doing?
Okay.
Oh, you're an okay. Okay's a boy. Are you a boy?
Yep.
It's an English boy. Made in 1896 to 1930.
Wow. That's not too
so
bad.
You can't be an okay boy.
Can you be an all right bike?
You can be an all right, but not an okay, because an okay is a bike. And Peter wouldn't get on a bike.
Yeah, I know. I told Peter that.
No, I don't like getting on motorbikes. I don't trust people on bikes.
What are you afraid of the bikes, Peter?
It might crash.
Well, a car can crash.
Yeah, but bikes are dangerous.
Planes as well, as Mick said.
You can get hit on the head by a bit of ice from falling off a plane. Yeah,
that's true. You could, which is a bit
There's
unfortunate.
There's been many incidents where planes have dropped ice off their wings and went through roofs of houses.
Well, I'm not getting on no bike, Mick. Never, ever will I get on a motorbike.
Mick, if I had the chance, I would get on your bike.
Yeah.
Tonight, around the block.
No, I drive, so I don't need to, but I'm just saying.
Come on.
However,
we have bunch.
Yes, that's right. You do only live once. And tonight, you are choosing to be with us here on the program till 8 p.m. We have quite a lot to get through this week. There's a lot in the world of sport.
Yes.
There's a lot in the world of politics, Mick. I'm sure you're going to be talking about in Mad Mick Presents.
Yep. And a bit of gardening tips as well.
Gardening.
Mick, I hear you're the gardener now.
Yeah, I've been an expert gardener for a long time. I used to be a market gardener.
Mm. Oh, really?
Organic. How did that go? Market gardener.
Yeah.
And I won trophies for my crops from the show.
Oh.
That's pretty good. That's exciting.
The first time I ever grew garlic, I won the one top prize. And I beat the best.
You beat the best? What did they have to offer?
Yeah, offered game. Well, it was
games.
Up at the show, at the Adlong show.
What game?
And he was supposed to be the best garlic grower in the whole area, and I beat him.
Oh.
You must be pretty proud about that, Mick.
Yeah, I was. The old man was, but he never said anything to me saying, good on you, son.
Aw. Well, how do you feel about... Mick, we can't do therapy for the next 2 hours, but you know, I'm sure you're a better man for it now, though.
Yeah.
Also, coming up on the program, we have the latest in television, a lot's been happening in the world of television. And also Pete's Week, a lot is happening in the local area.
Yep.
Oh, yes, Narellan Road's finally kind of done now at the moment, but there's so many lanes now on Narellan Road. I don't... It's very confusing.
Oh, well.
You know, that's just my opinion. Also, anyone see any movies this week?
No, never did.
Yes.
Yes.
What? Okay, we'll wait till after 7:30 to talk about what it is, Mick, because I am intrigued, to be honest.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
First in MacArthur. 100.3 FM.
It is time to talk sport, guys.
Yes.
Now, should we begin with the biggest upset of the week? How's the NRL going?
It's the last round of the NRL this week. And by the way, next, I've got Melbourne are playing Parramatta next Saturday.
No.
At Melbourne. So I reckon that will be a Melbourne
Parramatta
win.
Parramatta will win.
Parramatta will win.
I don't think so. I think Melbourne,
remember,
I reckon.
Favourites always go down at the end of the scene. Because remember, Melbourne has won
know.
The. The season, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they won the trophy year again, but I reckon they will win, and I reckon they will win the grand final. Hmm. South did okay. They had a few players injured, but better than their 64 flogging last week. They only lost to Parramatta 22-16. You know, even with some players that pulling out at the on the night, they still did pretty good. So,
hey, that's all right.
Yeah, so it's Parramatta and Melbourne at Melbourne next Saturday night. That's one of the games that will go ahead. Awesome. And also today, the Roosters defeated Titans 20-16 at the end. And so far, Manly lead Penrith 16-0 in the first half of that one. And also, Broncos defeated Cowboys 20-10. So, yeah, getting close.
Right.
We had a problem with cricket this week, haven't we?
The cricket, yes, they lost. Bangladesh beat Australia
good
by 20.
Good on you, Bangladesh, because it's
By 20 runs.
Nick, that's not very Australian,
no, it is.
Is
very Australian, because they're the underdogs, and Australians usually go for the underdogs. Mm. And it's their first time they beat the Australians in their whole history.
Yes.
So good on you, Bangladesh.
Mm. Second test is on Monday afternoon, around 2 o'clock. So we'll see if they improve there.
Right.
And Steve O'Keefe is going over there because one of the other players had to pull out injury. A few injuries there in the Australian team, but that's second test this week.
Wow. A lot going on in the world.
AFL, well, there's no AFL because of the break. The qualifying finals begin next week.
Yes.
Greater Western Sydney will be playing Adelaide at Adelaide Oval on Thursday. That's qualifying final number one. While the Swannies will play Essendon on the Saturday night, and that's elimination. So the loser of that will go. I hope it's Sydney versus Greater Western in the grand final.
How do we think Sydney and Greater Western are going to go?
Hope so. That'd be good. MCG, Sydney teams in the MCG.
Yeah, all Sydney teams. Or Sydney, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, I'd like to see.
Yeah, that's true.
No Brisbane anytime.
No. Brisbane? No.
Brisbane, sorry. No.
What about Geelong?
No. Geelong and Adelaide? There's Port Adelaide as well?
Yeah.
So now we've got seven in the top eight there for the finals. We have two Adelaide teams and two Sydney teams.
Right.
So that's pretty good. Also talk about Richmond and Dustin Martin. He signed for another 7 years at Richmond. He took a pay cut of $2 million to stay at his beloved Richmond for another 7 years. So money wasn't important to him. He wanted to stay a one-club man. So good on him for that.
Is that the right decision?
Well, there was other clubs doing buying for him, but he just wanted to stay put. And so to get a $2 million, you know, good on him for that one, I say to him.
Yeah.
Good on Dustin Martin, Glenn.
Yeah, Dustin Martin, what a great man.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He's a one-man team, apparently.
He's a one-man team.
He's Dustin Martin.
AFL player. He
for who?
He signed for Richmond. He signed another 7 year deal and a pay cut of $2 million.
He took a pay cut.
He took a pay cut of $2 million.
Madness! Who would take a pay cut?
He did because he didn't want to go to another team.
No, he doesn't play for madness. He plays for Richmond.
He plays for Mick.
Is that because he wasn't good enough to go to the other team?
He plays for Mick. Mm, yeah.
NRL Pete.
Oh, we talked about that. Too late. Next,
talk about the grand final.
The cricket? No, that artist. Never
that artist?
Macklemore?
Never heard of him in me life.
Oh, yes, you have. He did that thrift shop song.
Seriously,
we're going to play him next.
He's garbage.
Don't play the thrift
seriously,
shop.
Seriously, where's Tina?
Garbage is another band.
The editor.
Garbage is another band, but...
Well, have you heard one of the
where's
best...
Where's Tina Turner and Jimmy Barnes again? We want them back.
Boring. No, they're old.
Australian people. You want Australian bands.
No, you don't.
This is a problem with rugby league, people.
Sebastian
Bogans. Absolute bogans, you lot are.
Got a good one or something.
Oh, so you want to bore people to death? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, they have a point. He's only coming out because he's got a new album out.
Yeah.
Where's Ryan Lewis?
What do you think he's going to come just because of nothing?
But he's only one appearance in Australia is the grand final, and that's it. He's going home.
He'll be back next year anyway.
So basically, the grand final's now become the album tour because apparently the AFL's getting the Killers.
Are you really surprised though?
Yeah.
The Killers are going to the grand
final. See,
AFL
I'd go to the AFL grand final.
Yeah.
That's another group. Who's the Killers? Are the group?
Rappers,
which group do they come from?
They're
come
the ones
from?
That kill everyone.
No, the Killers. There is a group called
The
Killers.
That's what Glenn's talking about.
They're coming, yeah. They've got a new album coming out.
I feel
great. They should.
They're a very good band. I'll pay to watch them.
I've seen them before.
No.
Are they good live?
Amazing.
Okay, we'll see. There
is it Amy Shark? They should have Amy Shark.
See, she's good.
Yeah.
That's only if the Sharks are in the finals, I think.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with Macklemore? Come on. Fish Drop. Glorious.
Yeah.
No, never heard of you.
Glorious is fantastic.
It's never pretty glorious.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do for you this show, Pete?
We're going to play Macklemore.
Keep playing
everything.
Macklemore until you like it.
Yeah, I think
look
that's
at
a
Pete's
good
excitement.
I think that's a good idea.
Very dreadful.
He's a rapper, isn't he?
Yeah, that's
because you know what Pete's idea of a grand final.
They wanted a rapper at the grand final.
Pete's idea of a grand final is going to be.
He could be a Kling rap or Glad rap.
Glad rap.
Glad rap's pretty good, I hear.
Your idea of a grand final, Pete, is to have Tina Turner and Jimmy Barnes every bloody year.
And John Farnham,
just the free.
And like Aretha Franklin coming back.
Australian performers, young Australian performers, because we have the best music in Australia.
Oh, I don't know.
We want the collective there.
That's some pretty bad Australian music, Mick.
What about the collective?
Australian music's pretty good.
Is it?
Not all of it.
It is pretty good. Yeah. Not all of
it.
Yeah,
not all of it.
No, definitely not all of it.
When I sing, I'm a pretty good entertainer.
No, you're not.
In the shower.
Who
doesn't sing in the shower?
How do you know do it in the shower, eh? Who's a pervert?
I was taking a while to soap in the dark, mate.
All right, in tennis news.
Oh, we're talking sport, are we?
Yes, Serena Williams had a baby.
That's got nothing to do with like the actual tennis game, but
that's tennis news.
So. No, I reckon it does, because I reckon that baby's going to be a goddamn good tennis player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It might take the father side and go make like
Is
Reddit.
It a boy or
something.
A girl?
It'll be number one. It's a girl.
Make like
it's
Reddit 2.0.
It's a girl. It's a girl. So it'll be in the number one.
Yes, we know it's a female. Serena Williams married the co-creator of Reddit. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she did.
No, what?
She married the co-creator of Reddit.
Married the co-creator of Reddit.
What did you think I said?
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So either you said cocaine ready.
Thanks, Mick.
Depends what subreddits you're into. Make sure.
I'm a bit deaf, remember?
You're not wearing headphones. That's why. either way, but the U.S. Open has been actually quite interesting. All the majority of the top players have gone.
I reckon
Kurios is gone.
He's not a top player.
He's still pretty good. Sulk. He's still pretty good though.
He's a top.
I reckon Nadal.
Like Nadal and Federer are the only like actual good ones. Yeah.
Kurios. Has the potential Nishikori's of being the best in the world, but he hasn't
Mitrov
got the,
is gone.
He hasn't got the stamina.
No, he's got.
He chucks a tantrum and then just cries in the corner
and
or something.
He'll do a Philippoussis.
What? What do you mean,
Mark Philippoussis?
What did he do?
Nothing.
Have a look at Mark Philippoussis. Nothing. He had big potential and he stuffed it right up.
Okay.
Why is it only Australian tennis players that do this?
Because they do.
Because they got attitude problems.
Because they're the only ones we know about.
Well, what about the other tennis player the other day that found women's underpants in his locker?
Really?
Yeah. Tweeted it. Apparently there was a mix-up in the clinic.
Okay, well, you probably shouldn't tweet it. But
apparently he was wearing them as well, and it was saying, are these mine or not? Apparently the cleaning department had a bit of a mix-a-roo up.
Oh, that's not good.
Hope Donald Trump doesn't
find out. Were they fresh?
Fresh undies?
They were freshly washed, yeah.
Oh, right.
Probably from last season, possibly.
The last Open, yeah.
World Cup, Pete.
World Cup.
Are we going?
Japan beat Australia 2-0, but they've got one more game left on Tuesday.
To see if they get automatic qualification, and then otherwise they've got to play off against other
teams.
Must
win two by two or more goals.
Good luck.
And talking about football, Fox Sports lost another commentator. He was at Channel 7 in the Olympics, and he passed away 56 of cancer, Mike Cockerell. Yeah.
My what?
Mike Cockerell, that's his name. Yeah. Because did the football.
So, right.
And the A-League and all the other stuff for his matches, so yeah.
And what about in cricket, Pete? Crossbow on field.
Yeah, what happened there?
What?
There was a crossbow shot onto the oval.
That's in England.
England match.
In Middlesex, Pete. Sorry, in Middlesex.
Is that Essex?
What type of sex?
Middlesex
was it?
Middlesex.
In the middle.
Isn't he Essex?
Yeah. Like Essex?
Near Essex, yeah.
And
I think
Sussex?
It's near end
and
of sex.
In Sussex,
and
yeah.
Start sex. We get it, Mick. It's hilarious. Yes, come on, children.
But it's an actual place, though.
They were playing the Indians, weren't they?
I don't know.
No, they were playing Surrey and Middlesex.
Oh, right. That's why the arrow went.
Oh, Mick. Were they playing the Chiefs and the Cherokees?
Like God, that? Who were the Cowboys though, Mick?
You're terrible, Mick. That was a good one. Mick, you got us.
Wow. I could see it coming though.
But still, it's funny.
But it was still, Warning dad jokes will continue for the rest of the program.
Oh, of course. Like, Mick's full of them.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. What else has happened in sport? Surely there's more.
Back amongst Pete. What else has happened in sport?
No, that's it.
Is that it?
I think
NRL, AFL, tennis and cricket and no more sports.
About the Ice Dogs?
I don't think they're playing today, Mick, to be honest.
What about Wicks?
Did Wicks win again today?
19 straight.
19, there you go. We'll be under...
20 next time,
20
wow.
20 next time, yes. Stinky Wicks.
Oh, wow. And what about the fight of the century? Did you see that?
The fight of the century.
Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, well...
It's pretty good, actually.
At least it went to 10 rounds,
That's last week's
Yeah, but news. That was on Sunday.
But that was on Sunday, so it wasn't hold.
We don't broadcast on Sundays.
We didn't mention that. But yeah, it went to 10th round.
It's a pretty good fight.
And now he's retiring again.
Well, he's at 50-0. Why does he need to keep going?
Manny Pacquiao and Jeff Horn, he's decided...
Pacquiao doesn't want to
He doesn't want to fight because he's got busy with politicians.
Why is he busy with politicians?
Oh, he's in the politics.
Is he punching them?
No, he's getting in the politics.
He is one.
Yeah. What's he going for?
He's in the politics.
He's got
what's
politics.
He, what's he going to be?
I don't know what he does in politics. Yeah, he's not. But he's busy then.
Well, he's going to be president.
So, but he might. He'll do it.
Hey, don't laugh.
He still wants to.
This is how it starts.
But he still wants
some people laughed at Trump.
And you know what happens? And you know what would be good? He wants to fight Conor McGregor. That'd be good.
Well, I don't think Manny
Pacquiao. Conor McGregor in November.
Manny Pacquiao will not win that.
Hey, can you imagine politicians having fights?
See, I'd watch that.
Oh, well, see Abbott against Trump.
No, it'd be
Jordan against.
No, it'd be Abbott versus Turnbull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have to, like, have a postal fight.
Postal vote.
And then they got to vote on it.
Like, you know, like, lick stamps in five paces.
Lick the stamps.
Lick the stamps.
You're licking your stamp.
Lick their gloves before they punch, I think. Yeah. But either way.
Dearie me. Well.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
First in MacArthur. 100.3 FM.
All right, it is time for Mad Mick Presents.
That's a terrible song. That is the worst song ever.
You should pitch that to the NRL Grand Final Committee.
Yeah, you're Tina Turner.
I want Billy Ray at the.
Imagine that.
I just saw football turning a corner and becoming classy for a bit there.
No wonder. This is the reason people are not turning up to the games.
Yeah.
Because Billy Ray Cyrus,
Tina Turner in the background.
Simply the best. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's been done.
And what's my scene?
They should get Queen on.
What's my scene?
Oh, Tumbarumba.
Tumba thumpin.
All right. Thumpin now is Mad Mick. He's pumping on some issues. What's your issues, Mick?
Okay. Ring of Fire.
Johnny Cash.
Ring of Fire.
No.
Wasn't Johnny Cash did that? Johnny Cash did that, didn't he?
Yeah, but other people have Ring of Fires as well.
Who?
Anyone who eats chili.
That's terrible. Why did I let you finish out your joke?
No, okay. Well, I'm talking about we have got a big problem in fire safety.
Oh, not another big problem.
Is this because of the Four Corners episode coming up?
This is before Four Corners.
Okay.
They found
this is a preview to Four Corners.
At least 1,000 premises. Units have been covered with the same material which came from China, which set the fire on the building in England.
Yeah.
The cladding, right?
The cladding. Now.
Yeah, let's get to the point. The cladding, right.
Now,
yeah, cladding.
Can be costing up to $40,000 per person who owns any unit to get it taken off and replaced.
Well, is there units?
This, correct.
That's what you have to do, right?
Should have been done in the first place with. People, they've done the cheap and nasty. The people who did the cheap and nasty should pay for it.
But did they know it was going to go up in flames?
They should have not. That hasn't been approved for a thing.
Right.
And if it would have been.
Approved for what?
It hadn't been approved to put cladding on the outside.
Right.
And what should have been done is the building inspectors. Of course, they got rid of building inspectors and got the people to sign off on their own work.
That's dodgy.
That's dodgy.
I don't know about that.
No, you can't really rely on that. You need a third party for that.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. And now it's going to cost the people who own these units could be cost.
Is it compulsory?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any people in the units bankrupt because that could be $40,000 for a building, right?
No.
Or per unit.
$40,000
each.
Up to $40,000. No. That's what they said.
Who said this?
Is that depending on the size of the property? Oh.
Depends on how high they are as well.
Yeah, it's not going to be cheap to take it out in some cases.
It's
going to replace it.
Just set it on fire and burn it off that way.
Mm.
But this is cheap.
But would you better to, like...
doing a cheap and nasty way and getting people to sign off on their own things. This is typical of our generation, this generation now. Get someone else to do it and don't worry about the cost or price. We'll say it's cheaper to do, but ends up being double or triple or...
That's everything we have now, right? Everything is cheap. That is the biggest motivator of almost everything today.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
But that's what people want. They want cheap.
They can get it cheap, they'll
do it,
right?
Like electricity, gas. Sell everything off, we'll get cheaper gas, we'll get cheaper electricity. No, we haven't got any of it.
No one ever said that, I don't think.
No, they wouldn't say that.
I don't know what to say about that anymore. That's turned out to be a bit of a problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now Turnbull is bringing the power block.
You love Turnbull.
He's your mate.
He's bringing all these... the heads of the power companies in, and the worst thing about it, they'll reduce their power from the retail, but they won't reduce the external.
Yeah, but
it takes up to 3 years to
for their things to come through to reduce the price. That's stupid.
That's because
if they can't do it properly, get rid of them and put it back into.
But that's the voters' problem, though, as well. The voters have made this a problem.
The voters did not make
it
a problem.
They are the problem.
They came in and told them after they got
voted in. Who voted him in? The voters voted him in.
Yeah, but the majority did, Mick, so...
No, stop blaming him.
Now look at it, how many people voted for the Liberal Party in the first preference, before the preferences, you'll find they're not very highly rated. They most probably got
38% of the population, yeah.
That's not very much, you said.
Well, it's not,
but they didn't even tell us about it, did it?
But they were the highest people that got the most votes. Like,
no.
That's like saying, I didn't vote for them in. Like they obviously got in because they had the most votes when they were all tallied up at the end after the preferences were allocated.
But if
they're rightfully elected.
If you total up all the votes who didn't vote for them, it's more than what they got.
But they still voted.
The majority voted not to get them in.
No, it doesn't work that way, Mick.
That's
not a first-past-the-vote system. It's not a two-horse race.
They don't go, all right, do you want to vote for them to not
that's,
get in?
Yeah, because you've got to, like, I vote for, like, parties. I'll vote
if
for
you,
one party and make
a
second
policy,
party. That's just nonsense, man.
Put a policy out to tell them what you're going to do in the next term, right?
Yeah.
They did not tell what they were going to do in the next term. They came along, stealing Australia's
what did
assets.
They steal?
Australia, New South Wales assets. Sell this off, sell that off. We paid for it in the beginning. Yeah. They just go sell it.
Yeah, then but we get the money back after we sell it.
Then they tell us, oh, we've sold everything off. What have we got?
They haven't sold everything
we
off.
We haven't got any roads. We don't own any.
Yeah, we own roads. That's not true, Mick. It's not true. We own roads.
We don't
the council owns roads.
Surely 100% isn't owned by someone
else. We don't
else.
Own toll roads. We don't own gas, electricity.
No, we do own toll roads. I'm sorry, Mick. We own the Harbour Bridge at the moment.
That's not... Until
there's a proposal, apparently, that was leaked to a news outlet not recently, apparently, that they're thinking about possibly selling off the Harbour Bridge.
That's going to go over well.
Not that they are admitting that they're selling off the Harbour Bridge, but apparently it suddenly leaked out of the Transport Department. They may be selling off the Harbour Bridge.
Oh, a leak, right.
Well, the toll road rights to it, because they can get the money up front.
Yeah. No, it's stupid.
No, isn't it?
That's very poor.
Well, then stop voting for it. That's the voters' problem, Mick. Yes, it is, because the majority of people... voted for them more than the other side of politics.
No, the majority didn't vote for them.
After you allocate preferences out.
Labour and the rest of the other party.
Oh, I think it's more on fault that the people that didn't vote, they should have voted for someone else.
So why isn't Labour in charge of the government then, Mick? If everyone voted for Labour.
Because everyone who voted for Labour...
Because actually, just remind me, in New South Wales, Mick, wasn't the Labour Party the most corrupt regime we've had for a hell of a long time?
No,
isn't that why we all kicked them out in the first place?
I hate to say... The Liberals had pedophiles, or Labour had pedophiles from Newcastle.
Well, that was the church, I think.
No, there was a pedophile in one of the government things, and he got sacked and put in.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that that's a problem.
All these other people, the Liberal people, they went against.
I think Eddie Obeid had more of an impact on people's lives.
The other people, the Liberals, did dirty, sneaky things to get more money in, getting third-party people to pay money into the Liberal Party in the federal, and the federal came back. And
yes, they got
the third parties were developers, so they should never have been allowed and voted in. And these people are being caught out. And if you get these people caught out, they should be thrown out and no more.
Just news in, Mick. I think the Developer Party is actually winning at the moment.
Well, that's good.
Because I think they're winning by a long shot at the moment. There's apartments everywhere.
Yeah.
They're winning by a landslide.
On their faces.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of anger in the community about that. People are not happy about all these apartments going up.
Really?
Yeah, and the worst part about it, they've sold off housing commission places, and then they put no... Have you ever tried to see how low-income people trying to get flats or units to rent? Out in Sydney, it's virtually impossible.
Truth?
And these governments are not even putting down like London. In London, 30% of the houses or constructions must be for low-income people. And this government is not doing anything about
they've announced
it. And the
it.
Labor's never done it. And they should be all put up against the wall and shot.
Well, let's not shoot
I don't
people,
think that's
I don't think that's very appropriate.
Sort
but
of.
They have said they're going to do
they've
like 5 or 10%.
They've been shot with cameras before, so that's how they get shot.
Thanks for that clarification for the police when they're coming by tonight arresting you, Mick. But
good backing statement there, Mick.
But they haven't announced they're going to do that. They're going to do 5 or 10%.
And they haven't got any brains. They got.
Oh, well,
this is an example. They got the new train line coming in.
What happens if there's an accident or something happens on the train when you've got no guards,
We've talked about
drivers.
This many times before.
Run for your life, Mick.
Yeah.
Jump out the window.
I don't know. What do you want to do? There's driverless trains all over the place.
Then we find out that Central Rail is going to cost double the price of what it was charged for. Then all these other things are going out over budget all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different proposal,
the new road. Oh, we have to do this for the road. But they haven't come up with the plan until they get there. That's stupid.
As they go.
Well, the good news is, Mick, I've got good news for you. Very good news for you. Ellen has come to save the day for you. Oh. She will give you the voice of reason and settle you down, I think, because, Mick...
You're a bit frustrated today, Mick.
You are... I don't know. Somehow we started... Where did we start? Cladding. I think got to cladding.
Cladding, and then we went to selling roads, politicians, driverless trains, apartments.
It was like a Mad Mick best of special.
I'll give you another good example of greed. Malcolm Turnbull has been caught out charging the taxpayers $1,100 or $1,000 to go to a thing which was where accommodation was supplied and transport was supplied, and he charged the taxpayers $1,000.
Mick, I thought you would want to talk about Western Australia not wanting to be part of Australia anymore.
Don't they?
They want to be called Wax It.
Wax It. Ah, oh, I like a bit of Wax It.
Did you hear that this week?
Wax It.
Yeah, Wax It.
Sounds like a game.
No, Wax On, Wax Off.
Oh.
They saw Karate Kid recently,
Why do they want to leave? They're like... got no money anyway.
Apparently they
don't. Because the resource boom kind of went...
Yeah. And they spent all their money which they got from the resource.
I thought Wax It was pretty funny.
Wax It. What about, like, what else can we have? Like, Tax It?
Well, they don't want that, I don't think.
It's probably the only one that works.
Quiz It?
Wax It works.
Quiz It?
Max It for Melbourne, I think.
Max It. Oh, yeah. Max It.
Adelique. Annie.
Ellen, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Are you happier than Mick?
I don't know. A little bit upset.
Oh, God, another one that's crossing. Oh, God. Crank Ellen coming up soon.
Me being mad, but I think the world's gone mad.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors. 100.3
Welcome back to Saturday Night Live. You're here with Glenn, Peter, Ellen, Mick, and Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Mick.
Ellen's going to call herself Mad Ellen now.
Mad Ellen.
She's eccentric Ellen, I think we call her.
Eccentric.
Yeah, that works.
Yes. Sensible, almost.
The only sensible one here.
I'm not on the upset side, but as I said, the world's gone mad.
Why has it gone mad, Ellen?
Well, among other things that Steve referred to last week about the Australia Day fiasco and the statues.
Knock all statues down. Get rid of all marriages.
Yeah.
But close the country down. Let's all go back to England.
Shut it down. Yeah.
Father's Day ads that they will not play because they're regarded as being political.
Oh, Father's Day?
Father's Day ads. It was on Scott.
Who said that?
I didn't. Well, really.
Who said that? They must be wanting their brains scanned.
Half of this stuff's a bit nonsense, though. Half these stories.
And these is yes or no ads all over again.
It's kind of like half these stories that come out, but they're kind of half like one small comment taken out of context and then it's blown up at like a controversial thing.
Well, this.
Because Father's Day hasn't been cancelled because my dad made sure of that today.
Yeah.
He reminded me. Where's my Father's Day gift?
Oh,
no, he didn't. I'm joking.
Baz, come on.
They showed on Sky News and they said about the.
Okay, kids. My kids, bring me a Father's Day present if you can find one.
Yeah. You've got to find your kids
if you can
first,
find
Nick.
Well, you know.
I did have a few kids, but they were called ghosts. I had heaps of kids.
But how is Father's Day could even possibly be political?
Oh, because it's not Mother's Day.
Oh, is that what it is? The Mother's Party versus
Father's
Party?
Why do the fathers get a day tomorrow?
Why don't the people that are not mothers or fathers get a day?
Yeah.
The non-mothers or fathers a day.
That would be great.
Yeah.
The people that are more sensible.
Singles Day. Oh,
Singles
Day. They have that in China.
Singles Day is every day.
But why would that even... I don't even...
In China, when they have Singles Day, they have people gather so they can see if they can pick a partner.
They just go shopping, apparently, on the internet.
They're just all on Tinder and things. And that's Single Day.
Hey, you're a sad
case. Okay, Mick, so they have Singles Day. What about Vinyl Day? Or
no, they got 78 days.
That's a good band, 28 days.
No, 78. Or 33 and a third. Oh. Or 11.
It's like how Christmas is cancelled every year, right? They always say, oh, my God, people want
it depends
Christmas
what
canceled.
Culture you're from, yeah.
Last time I checked, Christmas ain't been cancelled yet because, like, The shops are insane for 2 months.
They do a lot of good...
Because that's what Christmas is about, is shopping, I believe.
Oh, yeah. People forget about the Jesus thing and all that.
Jesus, was he there at Christmas?
No.
Is he in a red suit?
He didn't bring me a
Come
present.
On.
No.
Remember,
was he Ellen?
Tim Allen had to nearly take over Santa Claus. Yeah, didn't he? After he killed Santa Claus.
He did. He ran,
who killed Santa Claus?
He hit him with his car, didn't he, or something? Yeah. Oh,
things that we believe, Pete.
Wow. Right. It's a movie, everyone.
Okay. So when you're 50 years old, Pete?
Not yet, anyway.
40 years,
that's coming soon. But at 50 years age, the a lady, Andrea Greenwood, expected to be told she was pregnant. The Bradbury mother of four found out she had initially conceived a baby after suffering from unrelated medical issues. So there you go. She, her doctor said that she had a disturbance. Was amazing how that she got pregnant, and the doctor calls me the super mum of all super mums. Mr. and Mrs. Greenwood recently found out their new bundle of joy will be a little girl, and they have already picked out her name, and her name is going to be called Catherine Jade, because that means pure and clear.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
So, if you're 50, you want to get pregnant, away you go.
Pete's ready and able.
Well, yeah. He's not able, he's Pete.
Well, he might be ready, but he ain't able.
Is he Cain or Abel?
With six kids.
Six kids? That's what you're going for, Peter. Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
It's good to have goals in life, Peter.
So you told that Skylarker Lee lady, whatever her name is, that does that
Skylar
song.
Gray.
Skylar Gray. Yeah. She's got to have six kids.
Six kids, all boys.
And a new Macklemore
all boys, track. And they're all going to have
south.
Why no girls, Pete? No. Bit sexist. Oh, not sure if they do that anymore. You've got to have 50-50 now.
Three of each, then.
Are you open for adoption?
Three girls, three boys. There you go.
That's it. That's better. You're more PC. Yeah.
Don't discriminate.
You've got to have a perfect composition.
And they're all going to do the show here.
Oh, they are.
So you're all gone.
They all have to be financial members.
Pete and his six dwarves.
And it'll be the Mousy
Show. Children.
It's going to be called the Mousy Show.
The Mousy Show.
You're all gone.
You can have a producer. You can have a panel operator.
Yeah. It's just worse than Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Yeah. I'm sure there's like slavery there somewhere, Peter.
And you have a dicky knee.
Oh, yeah.
A Richard
Don't Brooke. Give Pete's job away.
Hello. Okay, moving on.
Now, go back under the desk, Penn, go away.
Just hold up the placards, that'd be great. Right. Yes. Now, MacArthur residents are going to be getting a new park, which residents will be able to swing, slide and seesaw, which is at Spring Farm's newest park, which is located in the Riverside section of Spring Park, which opened yesterday and people loved it. Because people need more parks in
Where's
the area.
Spring Farm. Where's Spring Farm?
In MacArthur.
Next to Coyle?
I don't know where Coyle is.
Yeah, that's what you call Spring.
Oh, do you?
Coyle Spring?
Oh, Mick, that's terrible.
Or Lee Spring?
Oh, my God. All right, Mick, terrible, but okay.
Now, we're in our regular current segment of Whinging Warren. Who this week is whinging about many things. He's having a transit whinge this week.
Yeah.
He reckons it's a nightmare. Obviously, he must be sleeping in or something. At Campbelltown Station, the train station's overcrowded and there's not enough parking spaces.
I said this last week.
Yeah, I think he's still whinging about it.
What are you, a crybaby? Get over it.
So apparently there was meant to be in the election in 2015, 450 spaces to be built. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Campbelltown Council reckons we need between 1,400 and 2,800 parking bays in the CBD. Now, that probably says Campbelltown Council's probably smoking a little bit too much wacky tobacco because that's a lot of parking space. Where are they going to put 3,000 parking bays? Yeah, where's the cars going to get the freezer?
And where are the people going to get on the trains? Well, imagine getting 3,000 people on one train and there's no...
You might have more than one train. They're not going to park at the same time.
That would cause chaos, mate.
That would cause chaos.
But like Maxwell Smart.
But it's funny. I think there's an element of dishonesty that really frustrates me, Mr. Warren said.
Really?
It's funny that. I don't know what he's talking about. He's also complaining about the 887 bus service.
What's wrong with the 887?
Not enough buses are overcrowded. The bus that goes to Wollongong. He's very pleased. Transport New South Wales is asking for comments to help them form a new timetable in 2018 because the government has announced they're putting more services on.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say good work by the government to put more services on. I don't think that was in his credit. Comments. No. Must have slipped his mind.
But I do have a question for you, Mick. How come bus drivers are always on strike? I see it every...
Never
I see
strike.
It.
Brisbane
on strike. I see, that's what I'm
that's
talking about.
That's only Brisbane.
Every week. Why?
No. That's because they're after their pay and conditions. they've been getting taken away. But that's Queensland.
Yes.
You're very... When they went on strike over here, it was about selling off the buses to private concerns and telling them, you'll get a better bus service. You won't get a better bus service.
All the cars will go away if you sell the bus service.
Oh, will they?
Yeah, they just don't actually disappear. All that traffic problems in the inner city just won't be there once they sell them off. It's magic.
The soul. Okay. That's terrible.
It's true. Isn't that how
well, the cars will just disappear.
Yeah, magic, yeah.
Sell off everything.
Yeah.
It's just like they could use that magic to generate all that energy what they lost.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Madness.
All right. Crossing Razorback is unusual challenge for local cyclists. But Aaron Hoffman and Rashid Halu have decided to cross something a lot bigger. It's a bigger trek they're going to do. They will tackle almost 4,000 kilometres between Perth and Sydney, including the Nullarbor, taking on all the elements. They're doing this for... it's called anyone wanting to make a donation, you can do it at everydayhero.com.
Are they going to take on the kangaroos? Going to take on the kangaroos and the wallabies and the wombats
and the koalas?
No, there's no koalas out.
Raising money for Lifeline, an organisation for both had been involved with for a long time. The two cyclists in their early 60s will fly to Perth with their bikes and gear and set off actually today. So good luck to them.
Well, hopefully they're going well
this weekend. Yeah. Right.
Now, a Bargo resident has seen a UFO recently and he swears that he has got it on video footage.
What's his name?
His name is Darren.
Darren?
Darren.
Oh, I have to ask Robbie if she knows Darren.
Well, maybe they've both seen the UFO. Yeah, he believes he's seen it over Bargo and over Bradbury. And he has the footage to prove it. It was a very weird black object.
Was it in the light or in the dark?
That doesn't really describe you.
Is that called the night sky?
Maybe.
It's like the whole sky everywhere. Like
I've seen UFOs. One in England.
Well,
and
he said, I was seeing so many of them that it was starting to scare me a bit. I thought to myself, I just don't want to know what is out there anymore.
Okay, the question is, every time
there's... Stuck up on some baked beans, go in your basement.
I think you might have been smoking.
No. Every time there's big wars and stuff, there's seen a lot of UFOs.
Yeah?
Yes.
What?
No, this. I don't think this
there's
guy's been
war,
from war,
you saw a
Mickey's.
UFO.
No, there's
the
UFOs being seen during wartime. A lot of them.
Yeah, when the bullet's about to hit your house and that bomb's falling out of the sky.
You do not even know what you're talking about, please. So shut up.
No, the crazy guy with the UFO stories knows what he's talking
Glenn,
about.
You have not seen three UFOs, okay?
No, but this is normal when there are wars.
UWOs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
And they are very dangerous.
Have you seen a UWO, Mick?
What's a UWO?
You haven't heard of a UWO before? Oh, Mick, come on. An unidentified walking object.
Yeah. Just close your eyes and
close
walk.
Close your eyes and you can walk.
Well, they are what you call people looking at their phones.
Yeah. Oh!
They're called robots.
Yes.
Yes.
Could be.
I think Darren's been smoking something, but...
Too much. I think Mick's also smoking the same stuff, but anyway.
I gave up.
You and Darren are hanging out?
No, but I saw him in England, and I've seen him in the snowy mountains.
What did you see, though?
Balls of light. No, fair dinkum. I was with one of my cousins, who was a detective sergeant, who got the Yorkshire Ripper, and I said to him, look at these lights coming down, just UFOs. And all we saw was lights going horizontal and vertical, and they didn't change their speed, and there was no noise.
Okay. All right. People believe things. I don't...
Our new series coming up next week, UFO stories.
Matt or Mick, UFO stories.
Community leaders have touted a new idea that will see Campbelltown secure its place as regional capital.
Wow.
What the hell does that mean, by the way?
Regional capital of what?
Of the region.
Okay.
Of the MacArthur region.
I thought MacArthur was there.
Yeah, so apparently the Independent House for Paul Lake and his lawyer, Peter Doyle, should look to attract the federal court. Now, Mr. Doyle's a criminal lawyer, says MacArthur's population growth meant it was a prime position to attract the court. So wanting to get a federal circuit court in the area. Because we have 1.1 million people in the region, and there's a federal court in Parramatta and in Wollongong. So we want one in Campbelltown.
Can we get a short circuit?
Why do we need a federal court here? I don't know.
We don't
short circuit.
Campbelltown's ideal because we have roads in and out and a train.
So we need a federal
court. So if you want a federal court, just get a couple of roads and a train.
Is that really their
excuse?
That's
all you need. Basically, that's all they're looking for.
And people walk on the road.
Do people actually think before they say stuff?
They don't.
I don't think they do.
Or do they, like, recheck before they print it? Like,
and the other quote he had in the paper too is, if we don't ask the question, then we're never going to get anything. And I like that spirit. Let's ask them some other things that we might want as well. Like, I always wanted Wonderland to come to Campbelltown and Luna Park.
Hey, if you don't ask...
What spirit are you talking about? Methylated spirits or the Holy Spirit?
Disneyland down at Leppington would be lovely. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd
be great. Lots of stuff out there.
Yeah.
What else would you want, Pete? The Super Bowl down here, maybe, at the Campbelltown Sports Stadium, to bring it down to Campbelltown.
Pig riding.
NRL Grand Final.
Yeah.
Riding pigs up Razorback.
Yeah.
I don't know. Santa's little village down here in a ski. A ski slope would be lovely. I like a ski slope.
You won't have to go far.
Just pop the Alps down there, maybe.
Instead of North Pole, Southwest Sydney Pole.
So it's a great idea. I think that's the good spirit. I like this.
If you don't ask the questions, you won't know.
So, Cancer Lake, we've got some other ideas. Come by any time. We will waste your time.
We don't need a federal court. That's silly.
I don't know. It's nice. It's nice to have a federal court. Yeah, your federal court.
If you have a federal court here, if you have a federal court here, all the you have a federal court, it would cut down the waiting time of criminals.
If they had federal courts,
Judge Judy would
not usually
of...
mostly the local courts are mostly where criminals go. But let's say Judge Judy could come out here though. Judge Judy in Campbelltown would
sort out a lot of hooligans. We could ask her. That would be awesome.
We'll send her an email this way.
Judge Judy would be great.
We got Judge Ellen here.
Judge Ellen.
Now that would be scary. Guilty. Everyone's guilty.
Guilty. Everyone's mad.
Mayor George has said anything that can bring more jobs and ease travel burdens on the residents would be appreciated, but he does think it's difficult to get a court given funding issues.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's a train to probably.
I can catch him. It'll be court.
How active are the courts now, in the local area?
But it's a federal court. So, a federal court deals with, a lot of things that are not.
Yeah, I know, but.
It's not like a local court where you get, the people that drink, drive, bash, kill.
You also get divorces.
That's a family court. That's not a federal court.
No, that would be family.
Federal court's a separate court.
That would be family.
It's run by the feds, but the federal court's a different court. No.
It's a family matter, though. It's not a federal matter.
Bad Mick judges next, so.
You would be a terrible judge.
All right.
Get your wish list is ready.
All right. A man 35 will appear at Campbelltown Local Court on next Monday, September the 11th, after being charged following four fires in the Rosemeadow at a Rosemeadow home. Now, police are investigating the fires, which started after petrol was allegedly splashed throughout the house, and four fires started at 4 a.m. on March the 5th of this year. Now, the fires caused about $175,000 damage. The firefighters arrived to the scene at 4:30 in the morning to take the fire out, and the man from Preston's has now been charged with dishonorably for damaging property by fire. He was granted conditional bail.
Wow.
Start my fires.
What type of bail? Hay bail or straw bail?
Straw bales. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, half and half, maybe, Mick.
Popular week for Mr. Warren. He's in the paper again. Yes, after
I miss a whinge.
Well, this one here is pushing for the new construction on the much-needed road that would link Spring Farm and Menangle together. He's pushing for the north and south-facing exits to the Hume Highway to begin. Well, it's currently in its first stages, and the local residents are very happy about it, that they want it to be done now because it's long overdue. And some people believe that. When's the first stage going to be completed? In the early 2020s?
Yeah. Haven't you heard the design? Build it and they'll come.
That's not that long, actually.
Remember, the sign is build it and they'll come. So they'll build it first and then they have to come.
Once they get Disneyland and the federal court down there.
Well, some people are saying convicts have built... convicts have built roads faster in the 1820s using their hands.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get go down to the local prison and just...
Do community service, build roads.
A chain gang.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can sing.
No, good group too, the chain gang.
Yeah.
On the chain gang.
And also too, the government released the new timetable. They're going to a draft of the new timetable.
Did they?
And I'm very happy.
How's it looking?
I get home 30 minutes earlier on a Saturday.
It's very exciting. That's awesome.
So I'm all happy. But apparently they're going to have trains every 15 minutes to City Express.
That's good.
And they're going to go Reesby, the next stop Willow Creek.
Awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing, Steve?
They're missing out on Glenfield.
No Riverwood, Padstow.
They're missing out on Glenfield?
Glenfield, you get a Guernsey.
Yeah, you...
So there'll be like a train every 15 minutes.
Wow, that's
pretty
much
good. The whole day.
I like that. But the normal, if you have Glenfield, you normally get a train every less than every 15 minutes because you've got...
No, you'll get more because you'll have like the ones to Leppington.
Because you've got the Leppington ones, you got the East Tools line, you've got the Blacktown line, the Bankstown line.
So they've also released, like, on that Leppington, they've got to have, like, trains to Parramatta every half hour and trains to the city every 15 minutes most of the day.
I like that.
So Bic will be like, be on the train every day. He'll be a train, like, all the
time. I'll be a trainer.
He can go on the Epping line. He can go
everywhere. The only problem is that the connection to Parramatta is not so good.
No.
So you're going to get, like, almost free trains to get to Parramatta.
No, it's kind of not worth it. If you're catching the Blacktown train, it goes to Parramatta.
But a lot of times a day, like, on the time of the release, it actually is very hard to get a connection at Glenfield to meet the Parramatta train.
I just catch a train in Glenfield and go to Parramatta.
But not everyone lives at Glenfield, Mick.
Oh, well, you should be living at Glenfield.
And then Mick's going to come back on the show next week and complain everyone moved to Glenfield and they built a high-rise apartment.
Yeah, there's too many people
there. Too many people at Glenfield all of a sudden. Don't say that aloud, Mick. People will move there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The oldest man loves his art. The Witten of Stone Park resident is MacArthur's oldest resident. This is the one... This is the guy at the Wyndham Homes near your joint, isn't it?
Yeah, what happened?
The old bloke that lives there, he's MacArthur's oldest local. And he lived in the Glenfield nursing home for 3 months and he quickly endured himself to staff with his cheeky sense of humour and his interesting stories he had to tell. Now,
How old is he?
107. All right. Ted Whale. He's 107.
And not out.
So, Mick, if you want to go and meet, he's got a lot of stories to tell of 107.
You guys can reminisce about art.
Where does he come from?
He lives in the nursing home.
Where does he come from originally?
He was born in England and moved to Lithgow after World War I.
Well, there you go. You guys can talk about UFOs together.
Yes.
Oh, we've seen UFOs.
Oh, you have?
Remember,
there
is a big possibility of UFOs everywhere.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Campbelltown, Camden and Wallandilly Shire. This is your radio station, 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. You are here with Glenn and Peter and Ellen and Mad Mick and Steve.
And we just found out Ellen was a Kiwi. Jill Citizen. Does that mean she's not allowed on the program according to the Saturday Night Live constitution?
Section
44, right? Yeah. But isn't it? Section 44B saying Kiwis allowed.
No, we can make an exception, can't we? We'll have a...
We'll let it slide, Ellen.
We can have a referendum, can't we?
Yeah.
Are we all in favour?
We'll do a postal vote.
Yes or no?
I'm already on the outer because I'm Liverpool, not Campbelltown.
So not only are you a dual citizen, you're not even in the area.
Well, those people are out of the area, Steve.
You know I'm a dual citizen?
Yeah. You are?
I'm an Australian and I'm an earthling.
Wow.
Where's this country earthling?
You got conflict of interest, Mick.
Yeah, you won't be welcome in Australia.
I'll go where no man gone before.
Where's that?
I'll go to hell.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there's a seat ready and waiting. They're warming up right now, Mick. Ellen's confirmed this.
Hell's Gate is near Swan Hill.
Oh, right.
Right.
I've been to hell.
Yeah.
Right, so you've been to where no other man has been as well.
No, it was just a train station in the middle of Sweden. Yeah. It's a train station called Hell, and you go.
And there's one in Brooklyn, I believe. Hell's Kitchen. Yeah.
Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. I've been to a couple of those Hell Kitchens before, but that's not. That's just because the food came out of the kitchen.
Was it hot? Was it hot? The food?
No, it was.
Bad. It can't be Hell because Hell's hot.
TV time.
Time to talk television. A lot's been happening. The biggest news, I think, the whole week.
Agreement represents an exciting opportunity to develop and grow Ten across all platforms with CBS as our owner.
Wow.
Yeah, this is all coming through. It's the first time I'm reading this. We'll keep you up to date with all the further developments and the next steps. So there you go.
I, for one, welcome our new American overlords.
Yes, it's finally happened.
Yeah.
Lachlan lost and Bruce lost.
Everybody lost.
No, well, CBS won.
Yeah, that's good for them.
It's good. I think it's very good for it. What do you think, Mick? Are you glad that it's not in the hands of 21st century?
I'm glad CBS got it because those other people would have done the damage and they would have concentrated more media into one or two hands. And we don't want that.
No, we don't.
We get false news all the time anyway.
We know that, yeah.
Well, you know, I think CBS do that as well sometimes. Like, they might be the most watched channel in America, but...
But Fox has been
every
known...
Every news is biased.
No, Fox has been known for their bias against a lot of other people.
So is Sky News and CBS and NBC and ABC even. Like, everyone is, Mick.
The ABCs are full of communists. Everybody. That's what they say on the... that's what Pauline Hanson says. It's always biased, the ABC.
The ABC are biased too. Like, everyone's biased. They cannot say they're not.
Nah, ABC's not biased.
Please. Mick, they are.
Biased.
Yes, they are.
Everyone is.
ABC, SBS are. Everyone is. 9/7, everyone.
Mick, yes. You can... Now, the Pete Mousy News Network.
Yeah!
Pete is the only unbiased person.
PNN.
PNN.
No. Not that.
What do you think, Peter? You happy about CBS?
Yeah, they should go. Well, there's some of their programs are on 11 anyway, so...
Well, they own 33% of 11 anyway. Well, I guess all of it now.
Maybe they might put Neighbours on the main channel.
See, maybe they could. And Simpsons back as well. Too. Oh, the Simpsons might go now. Oh, Fox might not be happy about that. We'll take the Simpsons away from you.
Oh,
anyway.
What about the Jetsons?
The Jetsons are coming
TV.
Back.
Yeah.
I don't know who owns the Jetsons.
There's a new...
The old ones.
Hanna-Barbera owns it.
Of course. But it sounds exactly the same as the Simpsons music anyway, if you listen to it.
Yeah,
I'm so if it's Hanna-Barbera must own the Simpsons too, do they?
Speaking of the Simpsons, Mick...
But the heart and soul of Springfield's Inn are Maison Derriere.
We're the sauce on your steak. We're the cheese in your cake. We put the spring in Springfield.
Yes, big news coming out of the Simpsons camp this week, Mick.
Who's camp in the Simpsons?
The Simpsons. Alf Clawson. He's been with the Simpsons for 27 years. He is their composer. They fired him.
Oh, well.
Times have changed. They feel like it's time to move on. We don't need an orchestra every week just to promote.
Just use the Jetson sound.
Well, they can't do that.
No, that would confuse a lot of people.
He made quite a lot. He did music for 560 episodes, Mick, since it pretty much began.
But he also gets the residuals, doesn't
he? Yeah, of course he would. Of course. Why wouldn't he? Now moving on to different stuff.
Father's Day, very big day. Tomorrow, apparently, Father's Day is...
Yeah.
Do you not know this?
Special pizza day.
Special pizza day.
Special pizza day.
Oh, I'd love that.
Who are they? Who are the special people?
Call it.
Really?
Who was going to call it that?
It was on the news. No. Change it.
Special Person's Day sounds like for...
Special Person's Day.
Like a special person.
Like someone that's special to you.
Yeah.
Like me. I'm a special person.
I'm always the best.
Oh, Ellen's a special person. Aren't you a special person?
I'm very special.
Well, Father's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
People, just settle down now.
Yeah, it is.
Now, stupid.
Well, let's get to the controversy. That Free TV Australia has been criticised with this little story.
Free TV Australia has been criticised for pulling a television advertisement celebrating Father's Day, deeming it to be too political ahead of the same-sex marriage vote. Free TV Australia says the ad could not be put to air because it potentially contains political matter.
Now, this is a bit controversial because political matter apparently was the same-sex marriage debate.
Yes.
The group that did air this ad, though, however, has said they weren't in the debate. They were just celebrating Father's Day. They didn't have a view on the same-sex.
And you can see it in the footage.
And there seem to be a lot of blokes in there anyway. Like, isn't two fathers... Like, they had a lot of fathers in that.
Is there a scene with two fathers in it?
Yeah, many. Yeah. No, there wasn't actually. No. Was there? I don't know. I never checked.
No. Okay.
Could be.
Ellen, have you seen the whole thing?
I've seen the whole thing.
And are there two fathers looking after a child?
It's a boy and a son.
Fathers singing lullabies to their children.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with a father looking after his child, you know? What's the big deal?
Oh, you should look after your little nephew.
Well, there you go, Mick.
Yeah, so they should have... Uncle Day, Auntie Day.
But the issue is a bit more technical than that. I don't, and this bit of controversial is probably a bit strong, but the advertiser was requested to put an identification tag of who, like an authorization statement. They declined. That's why they didn't accept it, because they've taken the view that if you're talking about any form of, I guess, marriage or anything like that, or parenting, because that's part of the debate, at this point in time, because it's subject to an election, you would need to get it tagged and put your name to it.
Is it relevant, though?
Usually political matter has to. So if you put in, like, ads...
But is it really political? What's so political about it?
Because there's a debate going on at the moment. You might have noticed in the city...
Yeah, I get
Clover
that.
Moore's got a little rainbow
But weren't they doing
up.
The ad for fathers there?
That's the problem.
They've been doing the ads for 15 years, and it's just to
So why are they trying to make a political thing out of it?
Well, free TV has just technically said it. It's actually not political. No, I know. So like Fred Hughes just said, in our Broadcast Services Act, we can't do it. It's actually the government's law.
What gets me is the people who are advertising for a no vote is saying are all saying, oh, our children, our boys will have to wear skirts. It'll be compulsory to be...
Some of them already do, Mick.
Yeah.
Have you seen Pete after the show?
He's a Scotchman, isn't he? Scotchman wear kilts.
Is he fit?
But this, they talk about that. Well. You're talking about that Father's Day ad. That ad pulling and say no should be pulled off because they're giving false information.
The Free TV hasn't said no, and Free TV's just said they've got to tag it or they can't broadcast it this time.
Saying
fine,
about
just tag
that,
it and resubmit it.
What I'm saying is the ad for against
the
no vote.
This is not to do with
he's
no
talking
vote.
About. This woman who does the first part of the ad has also done other parts which have
what's
been...
What's her complaint, though? What's this? They're broadcasting
her children's
though.
Told...
The school
she can wear. He can wear dresses to school.
So you're talking about two different stories there.
Yeah. This is where it gets confusing.
And this
but they are linked. People that deny that they're linked are...
Well, the thing is, these women are getting harassed at home in their jobs now from the ads.
Good.
What do you mean good? People have a right for their own opinion.
Well, they can say no. Nothing wrong with saying
it's
no.
It's not compulsory.
It shouldn't be put on because it's a lie.
Is it?
Yes.
What's the lie about it?
Oh, they said, my boy can wear dresses at school, and the other one's saying all these other different things which doesn't even reflect on the no or the yes vote.
Is there actually a second question now? Is it, can boys wear skirts to school in the vote? Is that the second question?
School
in the
support cross dressing.
Because that should be a no.
The agenda, despite all the denials, the agenda of the Safe Schools program and all that is very much linked to the same sex marriage campaign.
Yes.
The same motivation that's driving it.
But that's not the question at the ballot box, though, is it, Ellen? The question is whether people can get married. It's not whether it's safe schools, it's not about anything else. The question that's in the ballot paper, well, the ballot surveys, is simple.
But
the lobby group behind
last week we discussed on the program,
The
consequences are more that it's not just a matter of couples of same sex getting married. You just the whole structure of society is.
I don't think so. I think the sun will rise tomorrow.
I don't think the world's going to end if same-sex marriage
because
is okay.
At least there's something else to talk about.
Already in Australia, without it being in, there's freedoms of speech being taken away, freedoms for this
is about the cake argument where you might have to make a gay cake.
A pink cake?
Because that's an argument now, right? That's one.
But for children, parents to be able to teach the children, parents even to not being allowed to look after children because of that, they're not being... agreeing with those things. So this is happening in all the places there, but already in Australia, there's people have been charged or people have been brought up with him because they're speaking, they're making a stand for the traditional values of marriage.
But marriage...
Because people are entitled to that.
Yeah, marriage wasn't taken over by the church until after the French Revolution.
Marriage I'm thinking of a new resolution, actually. Ban
marriage
all marriage.
Was there, but...
marriage just causes the whole problems.
Thing. The beginning of creation, it was... yes.
In the old days, this is an example, in colonial days, people who lived far out in the country, they would see a preacher every 4 or 5 years. They'd live together, get together, and they'd never get married because the preacher or the parson or whatever you like to call them didn't turn up for a long time. They'd just travel around. So is their marriage worthless or is a marriage who you can have where you live with a woman or live with a bloke after 6 or 12 months
I don't
it passes as a common marriage?
Marry whoever you like, not my problem.
No.
My world will go on. Like, if you, Ellen, if you marry whoever you like, or if Mick marries whoever you like, or Steve marries whoever you like, I couldn't care less. If you marry me, then that's a problem. Because I want to say yes or no on that, but you can marry whoever you damn well like. If you want to marry the biscuits, go marry the biscuits.
I'll marry my Amy and my Anna.
Nuts, I don't.
I've got Anna and Amy.
Because it doesn't change the size. I don't need
my bike.
But
society's already changed, Ellen. It already has.
But do you care about being able to say something, make a statement without being having to go up to court or be vilified for it?
It happens both sides, though. Both sides of that debate are doing that. The extreme left, the extreme right are both pretty bad. Both of them are pretty ordinary. Like, this extreme left, like you go to some of the left people, like, if you say something like, you may have, like, say that religious freedom, like, to them, that's outrageous. Like, why couldn't someone who doesn't want to marry someone, like, a priest may not want to do it, and that's fair enough. That would offend some people.
Yeah.
Well,
it's on the extreme left.
The fact of what is our society is based on, the values that our society is based on, so it changes the whole thing. Yeah. It makes... The fact that parents cannot teach their children their own values...
They still can. What's that going to change? I've got breaking news for people. I don't think just because you vote no on that, the parents aren't going to teach their kids. There's lots of bad children in the world, Ellen.
Okay, what happened to the indigenous people before white man come? How did they live together? Were they married?
Those are side issues. What I'm talking about is that parents or... You know, churches or teachers will not be able to freely teach those values, pass the values that they've had to their children or to anybody else without being charged for it. And that's what's happened in the places where they've put it in America, Britain, all these places.
Right.
How does that happen though? That's what I'm not getting, because I don't see that if you're not for it, you don't have to be.
The other one is certain religions which will not allow women to talk to men, and men talk to women. They were told not to talk.
Good idea. Keep them separate. Stops a lot of arguments, Mick.
Yes. So are you saying I should go?
We wouldn't have this marriage problem.
You're saying I should go?
No, I'm only joking. I'm just making fun of Mick, actually. But you can all want to stay, Ellen.
Already.
Ellen, you think so? Yeah.
In Tasmania.
What's it, Tasmania?
Yes. There's a bishop that is being charged because he put out a booklet to his own people stating the church's position on marriage.
Yeah, well, you can have any position you like at the church. That should be protected by law.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's not already, and that's the thing, and that's only a taste of what...
But then there's this other problem, right? Like, churches also want to protect themselves from sacking people that might get married. Because that's another issue, right? So there could be a teacher in a school, they get married, tell their school, they can get the sack if they work at a Catholic school.
But
that's not only with their job.
Schools should be able to employ people who follow their values. That's the whole point of them. That's the whole point. I mean, like, you have other schools, you have Islamic schools, you have other Jewish schools, you have all that. See, they teach their own traditions and values. That's the point of those schools.
What about when they teach these religious schools? Teach creation theory, which has been proven not to be correct.
Well, anyway, life in the universe, I think, is a deviation from TV news at the moment. Yeah, we can maybe get back to this in the Mick versus Ellen war later.
They're religious wars.
But we get on good together.
You do, actually. Yeah.
We can agree on some things.
Now, it's been a pretty busy week for Sunrise this week. Mark Bredda was in hospital recently. He injured his leg after a water skiing accident.
We've got the other Father's Day story too.
Which one?
On Sunrise.
Okay, we'll go to that now.
Just to keep Father's Day theme going. Yeah. Koshy's.
Had a touch
reminiscing moment.
Lib and I got married, or where we got back from our honeymoon. He told us that he and the family were moving to San Francisco. Lib and I were devastated. And he said, because we're a really close family, and he said, if you're a close family, you make the effort no matter where you are. And I thought, yeah, okay. So we'd had Sam, she was a little baby, had convulsions, had to go into hospital. A really hard time for us. And I was in the hospital, turned around, and he was there. So, and he said, there you go, I always told you. He cared about so many people, and felt that you had to leave something while you're here. Probably what.
Yeah. Very unusual, Koshy.
Very heartfelt there for Koshy.
Says, you feel guilty that I now have I feel guilty that I have the life I have, and I feel guilty that I have had such great role models.
How would he feel guilty about the life he has?
I don't know. Because he lost his dad, I think. When did he lose his dad? I don't know. Recently?
I don't know, to be honest.
But why should you feel guilty? I'm not having a good life. I had an old man who was the best old man you could ever want. So why should you feel guilty? All you want to do is spread the word.
Yeah, that makes sense. He lost his dad in 2009.
Well, there you go. And obviously the trip was this year, which is...
When did he lose it?
2009. That's his father died.
Yeah. Very sad.
Well, Father's Day is tomorrow, so hopefully his children do well for him. Now, Peter, what do you got there?
I have... On that show, Channel 9 show, you know, the Carl Stefan Abbey, this time next year.
Yes.
They're having another series, so any new participants, they're planning on a big change with the next 12 months or so. So, second series of this time next year.
Now, the 69th Annual Emmy Awards are screening on Monday, September the 18th. Exciting, hopefully, so many good. There's a lot of drama shows, I guess, and comedy. And Mick hates anything to do with
awards
ceremonies.
I don't watch awards either, so they bore me.
Do they? Yeah, they're pretty boring.
The only thing I like is the wardrobe malfunctions.
Oh, Mick. Well, that makes sense.
Starsky and Hutch is going to be rebooted.
Well, we talked about that last week. Now it has the actual home.
Yeah, Amazon.
Yeah.
Developing the new look Buddy Cop series come from this other series. But I watched, I did watch that one today, actually.
Did you like it?
They got a movie out. They had a movie out.
Yeah, we said that last week as well, Mick. Yeah. Yeah, we said the same stuff last week. Yes. Now, Mr. Robot is coming back in October. Exciting. Really great show. I'm excited. It's going to be on Thursday, October the 12th. Mr. Robot Season 3, we have the...
Made me shoot him. Oh. Kept saying I wasn't real. It was almost as if it were a different person.
You're right. He sometimes can become a different person.
You're awake.
What am I doing here?
Yes,
really good show.
What am I doing here?
Hey, you sounded
like... I don't know, Peter. You sounded like
Elliot there. Good job.
Yeah.
That's his name.
What are you doing the weekend?
The main character's name is Elliot. You know.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to get you.
Now, who is the greatest comedian of all time? One of them is Seinfeld.
Depends who you ask.
And this is what he said this week.
He's the biggest comedian of all
time. Oh, do you?
Yeah. I don't think anyone will ever match his production and quality of material. How much are you bothered by the fact that this comedian who you really thought was great turns out to be this person doing horrible things? Do you separate his work from the person? Does it taint it at all?
No.
So who is it, Mick?
Who's the greatest comedian?
Robin Williams. I like Robin Williams. He's the greatest.
What was the one that
Laurel and Hardy.
Jerry Seinfeld was talking about?
I don't know. I don't watch Seinfeld.
Didn't that give it away?
No.
Do you not know, Pete?
No.
It's Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, come on.
He said Bill Cosby is
Bill
the biggest...
Bill Cosby is the greatest comedian of all time, apparently, because he's separating the fact that he might have maybe slept with half of the world.
Allegedly drugged a lot of people.
Do we have our Bill Cosby countdown clock of how many people he slept with?
I don't know what it's up to this time.
Remember, he used to get groupies. You still get groupies, and they change their minds.
I don't think that's the case here. It doesn't seem to be from the story. It's not that he's been convicted yet, but...
No, he's still a legend.
He
so
doesn't
far.
Look very good, to be one would suspect.
No. He's blind now.
But I think what Seinfeld says is true. Like, he was still funny at the time.
He's blind and he's dying.
So? Doesn't mean if you've done something wrong. I don't care if you're a criminal scumbag. I don't care if you're blind or dying.
He hasn't been proven yet.
Not yet, though, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You shouldn't say something, and you should say he's been accused.
He has been accused by a lot of people.
Yeah, but there's also mass hysteria as well. Have you heard of mass hysteria?
Everyone wants money from Bill Cosby.
I don't think people come out with that stuff just to make money and do stuff like that.
Some did,
but I don't think all of them would. It's a lot of people, Mick.
Well, we won't know until it's formally charged, I guess.
Anyway, the best comedian was Robin Williams. and yeah, Laurel Hardy.
And Sean McAuliffe.
Hey,
Sean McAuliffe.
Really?
Oh, he's so funny.
No, he's all right. He's
maybe not the greatest of all time.
No.
What about Mr. Bean? He was funny.
Mr. Bean's pretty funny.
That was great.
Song of Mr. Bean.
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah. Oh.
The Three Stooges. Three Stooges.
Kathy Griffin.
Three Stooges, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin, that's pretty funny.
This is what she had to say this week.
You were very sorry at the time. You apologise.
Yeah.
You were very upset. Are you no longer sorry for it?
Correct. I'm no longer sorry. The whole outrage was BS. The whole thing got so blown out of proportion. And I lost everybody. Like, I had Chelsea Clinton tweeting against me. I had friends. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace tweeting against me. I mean, I lost everybody. And so I have been through the mill. And I also, you know, I didn't just lose like one night on CNN. My entire tour was canceled within 24 hours because every single theater got all these death threats. I mean, these Trump...
Blah, 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 blah.
I lost all this. Well, she shouldn't have had a...
But she lost Will and Grace.
Will and Grace lost. Yeah, yeah, but we just had this last week. We had this last week, wasn't it?
No, no, this is a new controversy.
This is a new one.
Fresh controversy.
Now,
now
she's not apologising anymore.
Now she's not apologising. We've spoken about it before.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
This is when she had that Trump photo that was quite disgusting.
With the severed head, yeah, it was terrible. And she should apologise.
It wasn't really funny either.
No. I don't see what was funny in it, really. No one deserves to have their severed head publicised.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't like him either.
But I don't want to chop his head off.
He doesn't deserve that.
It's too messy.
He might deserve other things, but, you know, he doesn't deserve that.
A bucket of KFC on his head, maybe? But that's about it.
A bucket on his head, sure.
That's KFC.
Now, American Ninja Warrior might be getting some competition with a new series, Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge. Mm-hmm. I guess Seven are going to try their hands at, you know, Australian.
What about that new kids' TV show? What is it, that
Little Big Shots.
Little Big Shots. What the hell is that? And why is it
apparently kids are talented or something? Mick, have you seen
Spoiled Little Kids.
Spoiled Little Brats, I think it's called?
Spoiled Little Brats. Is that the follow-up series?
No, I hear the follow-up series is going to be...
Look What I Can Do.
Gogglebox, but children talking about television. Yeah, I hear that's the rumour now. That should be exciting.
And another rumour is this week too. Eurovision bosses haven't ruled out an American version of the Fame contest. They could have a state-by-state competition.
Oh, really?
Obviously, given it's an American Idol, it could be a good idea. You know, nothing like Alabama versus California.
That could be interesting, actually.
You know, the Texas country music people.
Well, Texas, not at the moment.
But you could have the...
Well, yeah, probably not right now.
Had the rednecks fighting the...
Versus the rappers from New York.
Yeah. Actually,
sounds good.
Actually, you can get it. You know, you've got... That could actually work.
And the hillbillies from Tennessee.
You know, you'd have, like, the cool hipsters from LA and the people that are high in Seattle and...
And
what do they do in the middle of the country?
That's like the Midwest, right? Wouldn't it be like...
They still have...
Country and Western.
They're big on country. Yeah,
Jersey does bring out the boss.
Bruce Springsteen can perform.
The boss would always win.
He's pretty talented, I hear.
How can he lose the boss?
No, he's a very talented artist, I hear.
I saw him before. He played 4 hours.
4 hours?
4 hours in front of me.
Damn, Mick.
In front of you personally?
Yeah.
Just a one-on-one?
No, 50,000.
150,000, let's say, Mick. You're overselling it a bit there. And other big news this week too, Kermit... has changed. See if you can notice.
Dreams are how we figure out where we want to go. Life is how we get there. I'm headed this way. My mistake. It's this way.
Yes.
That's the Muppet Thought of the Week. And kind of a tip of the Muppets. That's the stupidest Thought of the Week ever.
Yeah, it's pretty Thought of the
Week. That was Thought of the Week.
He went the wrong way.
He went the wrong way. Ha. But what did you think was different there, Mick? Could you tell something different in Kermit there?
His voice at the very, very end didn't sound like Kermit.
Because they've got a new voice, a new Kermit. That's very picked up, Mick. You didn't hear what he was saying, but you heard his voice. But Matt Vogue is the third person in history to be Kermit.
That's right.
I didn't know there was another Kermit.
My nickname was Kermit.
I thought it was the one person all the time.
When I worked on the railways, my nickname was Kermit.
Why was that?
Because it's hard to be green.
Oh, Mick. Okay.
Now that's a Muppet Thought of the Day.
It's hard to be green.
That's it for TV.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Keeping the community informed. 100.3 FM.
Yes, we keep the community informed here.
The community is twice in one.
You're here, back on the program with Glenn, Peter, Ellen, Mick, and Steve. It's time for Mad Mick Presents Part 2.
I'm going to give some gardening tips.
Gardening Australia with me.
Yeah, this is springtime.
This is a segment
now.
That will get us sacked. I don't know why.
This is springtime now.
This is a good Saturday night topic for me.
And if you want good food...
It's probably more traditional Saturday radio, I think.
If you want good food and healthy food, grow it yourself without chemicals.
That is true.
And now, Mick, I live in an apartment, those lovely things that you love. Where will I put my garden?
You can put it out on your balcony or where there's suitable light. You can have a wall garden.
Get some pot plants. A wall garden.
You can have a wall garden. Very easy.
All it takes
is a bit of creativity.
I had a cactus that died because I didn't water it.
How's it going to do a wall garden?
A wall garden sounds a bit advanced.
How come you didn't water it?
You forgot.
Because it's a cactus. Who waters a cactus?
That's right.
It's a Glenn, you murderer.
I know. That's why I realised. Apparently supposed to be
a How big was the cactus, Glenn? How big was the cactus?
It was about 5 centimetres tall.
And how big a pot were you in?
Well, that could have been the problem.
What type
too.
Of soil did you use?
I don't know. It just came out.
Did you use a very free draining soil or free draining medium? Medium, that's what it is.
Was it sun-dried? Was it?
It came like as a, in a pot already.
Okay, all.
And it came with some dirt.
You're lazy, Glenn.
Black dirt, I think. It was black dirt.
No, it should be in a free-draining mixture. But I'll bring you a cactus in next week.
So I can kill another cactus. Yes. I can be the mass cactus killer of Campbelltown.
Just call Glenn every day. Did you water the cactus?
No, you don't have to water these.
Do you know what the problem is? The CKK is probably not a good abbreviation to have.
CKK? No.
Campbelltown cactus killer. Not going to be good.
Ooh. But you don't come...
This is a C, not another K, because that's really awkward.
That's L.A.
L.A.?
C.K., because he comes from...
Oh, that's true. There could be.
Oh, yeah. L.A.C.K.K.
Yeah.
Sounds like a rap group, actually.
Anyway, so enough about my gardening prowess, but why would you grow at home? It sounds like a lot of work. Like,
no, it's easy.
Bananas are too... Can you make bananas and mangoes on your front balcony?
I've got mangoes at the backyard. Yeah.
Bananas?
Bananas?
Ooh. Strawberries?
No. I've got avocados. Figs.
You do bring the limes in occasionally too.
Yeah, I got.
They're pretty nice.
I've got about five or six native limes I grow, and then other limes like Kaffir lime, Tahitian lime, and you spread lime out on the ground. That's not the same lime.
What lime is it?
It's a lime.
Okay.
That can be white or can be yellow.
There goes his Gardening Australia show. No, he just ruined his whole gardening career.
If you've got, when you, it's time to put your beans in, time to put your root crops in, lettuces, and if you go and put a bit of grain grow beans, you might as well put a bit of lime or dolomite in if the soil's a bit acidy.
Hmm. See, this is just so complicated. I go to the supermarket, I buy one lime, it's like 50 cents.
I go to the grocery
section. But do you get the best flavoured lime? Do you get the healthiest lime?
Oh, it's very healthy lime.
Nah.
I never buy lime anyway.
Do you know,
this
is an example, most of the apples you eat today and buy from the supermarket...
They're chilled or whatever.
They are...
Because you can tell, because the apples can't be around.
Not very healthy type of plant. Not very healthy for containing nutrients.
But they're better than a Mars bar, right?
It might be better than a Mars bar, but if you have to eat three or four type of apples to get the same amount of apples or quantity as you used to get in the 50 years ago, why should you eat three times the amount to get the same nutrients?
But isn't the problem that the supermarket has to have, like they like can't not have apples 1 week? Because if they didn't have apples at the supermarket 1 week, Twitter would melt down.
The world would end.
It's like it would.
Yeah, but you can still grow the same apples. You can grow the apples.
But the apples don't run all year round.
People aren't going to wait, though.
Most of your apples are picked in late, when was it? Around Christmas to April, May.
Yeah.
But they all kept in cool rooms.
Is that okay?
Yeah, because in the old days, they used to keep them down at Adelong, where I used to have me market garden. The apple growers used to stick them underneath their houses because it was a cooler place.
Right.
And they keep the constant
temperature. How long can an apple last for, Mick? Because they seem to last forever.
No, that's because they're not very healthy top apples.
Well, when they start turning brown,
they need to go on a diet. The apples need to go on a diet.
When you get an apple and it's brown in the middle, that means it's been cold and thawed out, and that's what caused the brownness in the apple.
So you shouldn't freeze them. You shouldn't put them in the chiller.
It's like your tomatoes. You never put your tomatoes in the fridge.
Why?
Because it destroys the nutrients.
I'm a tomato killer.
Yeah. I'll bring in a good tomato.
You show me a real tomato, Mick.
Yeah. I'll bring in some tomatoes and you'll...
That's great for radio, Mick.
We'll describe it on air next week.
Describe it on air. We'll show this big, fantastic, juicy tomato on radio next week. We can have tomato salsa, maybe.
Well, so heritage or antique things in seeds are much better for the environment, much better, easier to control pests and stuff like that.
Right. Because you don't put like a lot of chemicals on them that often farming operations do, because obviously they need to do it, otherwise they're going to like
die.
Your apples are going to be a lot more expensive.
The method I use is you plant the plant, water it two or three times and let it look after itself.
So what about organic supermarkets and stuff, Mick? There are a lot of them around. They just, like, you go to one of them, they charge you $10 a kilo for a banana.
As if it's some kind of like fancy banana.
Oh, good, because it's organic banana, right? Oh, it's like organically grown by, like, because the other ones aren't.
Get good orgasms out of those as well. Yeah. That's why they call it
organic.
That's why they're
$10.
That's an expensive orgasm.
Right, but should you eat those, Mick? Are they good? Are they any better?
I think they're worse.
They cost more money.
Organic ones.
Generally, they are, because they don't have poisons.
Unless you're one of
the
naughty Australians that go and then they buy the organic bananas and call them the regular bananas.
Oh, do they?
Organic.
They do.
You know what organic means?
That's a load of crap.
On self-checkout, people buy a lot of things that are not. Like, they'll buy, like...
Yeah.
You know what organic means?
Nuts, and they call them apples.
You know what organic means? Mm-hmm. Contains carbon. So everything's organic.
Right.
Ah, so I'm organic.
Yeah, you're an organic.
You've got carbon there,
But with, like, the worst things containing chemicals are the strawberries, which I have to spray a lot.
Strawberries.
Yeah. They contain
a lot of residue. I've got some in my fridge right now, Mick.
Strawberries that are in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberries can stay in the fridge.
Where do I put my...
Why in the supermarket is there some in the fridge and some not in the fridge?
That's the way they get rid of the ones out of the fridge first, and then they bring them in out of the fridge. And
so which one should I buy, Mick?
Oh, that's a good secret.
Buy the ones that are out.
Really?
Hmm.
I think the ones in the fridge are fresher.
No.
But
check on them when you look at them underneath and see if there's any mould or mildew, because sometimes you get your...
Yeah, when they're out of season too, like, you pay more money for them and they last in the fridge for about a day until they end up being like a mould fest, and you're like,
But nothing...
Not hungry anymore.
What gets me is you have a tomato sandwich. You buy the tomatoes from the supermarket, tough skin, no flavour. That's not a tomato.
No.
This is a tomato.
Mick knows his tomatoes.
Well, more shopping tips next week from this new Mad Mick segment.
Mick.
Shopping.
Mad Mick goes feral.
Do you have any shopping tips for us?
He's a secret shopper.
No, but my dad used to grow strawberries. I remember having rows of strawberries, and what we used to do was thread a string and put milk bottle tops all along to keep the birds away.
Oh,
that's a good idea. I hear it's magpie season.
Yeah.
Magpie season.
Another good
God.
Tip,
shoot
if you want to keep away slugs and snails, spread coffee grinds or spray coffee when it's cold over your plant, and as soon as they touch it, they cark it. And then you can have escargots, natural.
Snails? Escargots.
Yeah. Right. Very French of you, Mick. I didn't know you were that cultured.
But you don't eat the frogs because they need to keep the mosquitoes down.
Oh dear.
Okay, we'll be back to wrap up the show, I think.
That was the weirdest Mad Mick segment yet.
I like that segment.
That was really weird. That was like not even mad.
You should do shopping topics every week.
It's better than
his politics and apartments and reproduction.
But everything I say is true.
Yeah.
Yes, Mick. You're the media watch of the industry.
Yes, I think media watch Ellen has just pointed you out there as a no.
Not everything.
I can walk on water. Do you know
can
that?
Can you?
Yes, when it's frozen.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
First in the cover. 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. Before we go, we've got to talk movies, Mick.
Yes.
What did you see?
The Muppets from Outer Space.
Muppets in Space? Wait, how was it?
Well, did you watch Parliament Question Time?
No,
Muppets. Yeah, exactly.
They got more ideas than the politicians.
Ah, right.
They do. Kermit's pretty with it.
Yeah.
Is he?
And so is Miss Piggy.
How was it, Mick? What happened?
It was brilliant. It was a good, funny show.
I hear Muppets are very popular. I wasn't really a fan.
There's no violence. There's a lot of morals put through it.
Did you like Muppets when you were a kid?
I didn't even really like play school or anything. I was more Mr. Squiggle and like...
I love Mr. Squiggle.
Yeah. And Mr. Trapdoor.
Banana Man.
And Banana Man.
We never had Mr. Squiggle when I was growing up.
What did you have?
Danger Mouse. Roger Ramjet.
Roger Ramjet. Art Attack. I loved Art Attack.
Art Attack.
Art Attack was a bit weird.
Art Attack was awesome.
What's that about?
Art show for children.
Oh, Art Attack.
Art Attack, not Heart Attack.
I thought you said Heart Attack.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Coming soon to...
Everyone.
Heart Attack.
That's a new quiz show.
But anyway. That was very good. It was very well presented. No violence, or very little violence, and it was all
moral. Well, it's a kids' comedy show. Of course there's going to be no violence, Mick. Oh,
have you watched Muppets at War?
Muppets at War.
But you see all these new, like... All these new movies, and most of them are car chases or violence.
Because that's what's in now, Fast and the Furious and things
stupid.
Like that. Yeah.
All you do is breed people who want to be violent and break the law.
Yeah.
Really? Because I'll have a car chase movie. I don't want to punch someone in the face after I see the movie.
No, I don't get road rage.
Often, at least.
I'll tell you a story. When I was down at Dunedin...
All right, mate, quick story, please.
When I was down at Dunedin...
Because the next show is already not here.
I went and saw...
They're waiting in...
Halal,
the movie.
Falafel.
Anyway, there was a thing about the 50s, and it was all cars and all this.
Okay.
Back in the good old days, right? Back in the good old days.
This was in 72. No, 76.
Oh, my God.
72
in
the
50s.
75.
75.
We got 72 seconds.
It was Aloha, Bobby and Rose.
Yes.
And as soon as I walked out out of the theatre... Well,
yep.
I thought I was in the movie, because all the old cars and everyone's exactly the same as
like
when I was
back in
the
time.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
First in the cover. 100.3 FM.
And don't forget our podcast is on the internet.
SaturdayNightLive.com to the episode 1, 2...
Go Sri Lanka.
215 this week.
Go Bangladesh.
Oh, Bangladesh.